The Parsha has a lot of mitzvahs in it, but specifically we have the mitzvah of Ona'as Dvarim, that lo sonu, one should not afflict his brethren, he should not afflict another Jew. And we have a Mishnah in Bav Metzia and Daf Ches. So we're going to learn through the Mishnah, the Gemara. There's two parts to the Halachas tonight of Ona'as Dvarim. I'm going to go through the issue of verbally abusing and harming another person. And the second part is the business aspect of what they call showrooming, where you walk into the store and see what you like in the store and check out the numbers and see the prices and pretend like you want to buy something, and you go home and you buy it online or you go somewhere else, pretending that you're going to buy something and you have no intention to buy something. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Just like there is Ona, there is an issue of Ona when it comes to business. We generally refer to Ona that a person misleads the buyer and charges or seller less or more than a sixth of the going rate. So too is when it comes to words. Rashi, all the Torah says, is not just with words, but it's also with actions as well. You can, without even saying something, you can pretend or do something or hurt somebody with a wink, a nod, something like that as well that can be effective to the other person as well. The Chassei David, which is a parish on the Tosefta, so he writes here in Bava Metzia, why the Mishnah says in such a long-winded way, Kashem, just like there's Ona'as Dvarim by Mekach u'Memchar, by business, so too there's by words. Just say, there's Ona'as Dvarim, there's Ona'as Dvarim, there's Ona, there's a conflicting somebody with words. So what's the comparison between the two? What's the difference between Mekach u'Memchar and Ona'as Dvarim? So he says that it's teaching us that just like there's no Malkus, there's no lashes for Ona'as Mamon. If you charge somebody more than a sixth of the going rate, they would not give you lashes in Beis Din because it's a lav shenisen latashlumen. You can pay it back. Anytime you can rectify the isser by paying it back, there's no malchus. So too over here, there's no lashes in Beis Din for being mean to somebody because that's not a lav shenbo maisa. There's no action with it. That's the first kishem. That's the comparison between the two. And the Bach in Choshen Mishpat in Siman Reish Chav Ches says that since Ona'as Mamon, since afflicting somebody with money is explicitly written in the Torah, and Ona'as Dvarim, hurting somebody with words, is just a drush, it's not explicitly in the Torah, maybe you would think that Ona'as Dvarim is not so serious. Ona'as Mamon, the Torah says, you can't charge more than a sixth, or less than a sixth. But now words, you know, sticks and stones might break my bones, you know, the whole thing as well. The whole thing is maybe it's not that serious, and therefore it says kishem. Don't think that Ona'as Dvarim, being a meanie, and, you know, having snide remarks, is like, whatever, it's not such a big deal, you know, grow up, deal with it. No, it's just as severe an isser to make a snide remark and hurt somebody with words than it is to take somebody's money improperly. The Mishnah then continues to give examples of what is Ona'as Dvarim. What do we mean by saying things that are insensitive? A person shouldn't ask a seller how much a certain item costs when in reality he has no intention to buy the item. We'll discuss that in the second part. If one is a Baal Tshuva, you can't say to him, remember when you were a Baal Tshuva and you ate, you know, lobster and you went out and did this on Shabbos and remind him of his past ways. That's an example of Ona'as Dvarim. If a person is Ben Gerim, a person descends from converts or a convert themselves, so don't say, I'm sure your daddy had a beautiful Christmas tree. That would be inappropriate and not nice to remind him of his past as well. That hurts his feelings. The Gemara gives other examples. A person shouldn't say, the mouth that's ate, shkatzim v'ramasim, trefos and nevelos, your mouth that when you were not Jewish or not from, ate non-kosher food, now you're going to come to our base medrash and learn Torah? Who do you think you are? So that also is a snide remark that is usher. Then the Gemara says, if somebody is suffering yisur, if somebody is going through a difficult time, the Gemara says they illnesses, they lost a child, something like that. So don't talk to that person like this friend spoke to Eov. What did Eov's friends tell him? You probably deserve it, you know, whatever. Don't go to a shiva house and say, it's tough. Probably deserved it. Or anything like that, okay? So there's a whole other sheer of terrible things that people say in shiva homes and things like that. But and in addition to that, one has to be sensitive in those cases as well. The last case the Mishnah brings and the Gemara brings is to tell somebody, you have a guy who's a donkey driver and he needs food for his donkeys. So they tell the guy, he wants to know, where can I get feed around here for donkeys? You tell him, go to Gourmet Glot. So the guy takes his donkey, goes to Gourmet Glot. He walks in and he says, excuse me, where's the donkey feed? And they look at him like he's crazy. And you just did it like to, rib the guy and give him a hard time and to make him look silly. So to mislead somebody, to go look foolish in somebody in front of somebody else, that is also onas dvarim, that is mean and should not be done. This does remind me, though, obviously one has to figure this out. The famous lore is that in Navardik, in the Musa Yeshiva Navardik, what they would do to work on their humility was to walk into the pharmacy and ask for a hammer, or walk into the hardware store and ask for a bottle of Tylenol. And the pharmacists look at them like they're crazy, and that would give them a sense of humility of being, lowly. It seems to go against Onas Dvarim, because it makes the pharmacists look silly, but I'm sure the altar of Navardik had some sort of approach as well. All the poskim agree, the Kesef Mishnah, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Aruch HaShulchan, that the issue is that both will be embarrassed, that the person who, the gourmet glass owner who's saying, why are you coming here for donkey food? And the donkey driver is going to be embarrassed both ends as well. All of the Monihan mitzvos, all of the counters of the mitzvos, the Rambam, the Smag, the Bahag, the Smak, all the people who count mitzvos count Onas Dvarim as an Isra Del Raisa. Without question. Everybody agrees it's a Torah prohibition to have a not nice, snide remark to another person. And it's Sayyid Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Rishpat Simon Reish Chav Ches 2:28. The halachos of Onas Dvarim are all found there. It's not just, words will never hurt me. There is a serious issue that comes with saying mean things. The Misil Shisharim writes in Perakit Aleph that it's only Onas Dvarim if you say the thing in front of the person. That's Onas Dvarim. This is the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Chafetz Chaim, and his account of Lavan in the beginning of the Sefer. Rav Yeruchim Vishal Perlau says, no, you can violate Onas Dvarim saying something mean even if the person isn't there. What's the example? Sarah. Hashem had to cover up Sarah's remarks about Avram being too old to have children, and because it would have been painful to Avram. And Hashem rebuked Sarah for speaking that way. So we see that you can have a hurtful comment even if the person never finds out about the hurtful comment. It could be something that is still considered to be incorrect. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Onah says the Isra applies even in writing, text, email nowadays. A mean comment in text, a mean comment in email can also be Onas Dvarim. And this is the opinion of the Chafetz Chaim and the Chovos HaShmir and Perek Yudalid. I always like to cite the line I once heard from Rabbi Eli Mansur, that you have people who could be the nicest guy to you in face to face, but when he gets in front of a phone or a computer, he can be a real piece of work behind the scenes. So Rabbi Mansur always says, Hakol Kol Yaakov Behedai Midei Esav. So when he speaks to you, he's like Yaakov Avinu. But with his hands by the computer, he turns into an Esav. So there's Onas Dvarim as well when it comes to writing and things like that as well. Let's go through some practical, real-life examples of Onas Dvarim. The Karen LeDavid and the Pischei Choshen Rav Yaakov Bloy in his magnum opus on Choshen Rishpat both say that Gezel Shena, waking up a person who's sleeping when they're not supposed to be woken up, is a violation of Onas Dvarim. Person comes to the house, slams the door, stomps up the stairs, turns on the lights, and wakes the people up who are sleeping, a violation of Onas Dvarim. Cutting online, the Mishpat Torah of Yehuda Spitz, who's a well-known dayan in Eretz Yisrael, writes in Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Dalet and the Pesach Hoshen say, a violation of Onas Dvarim as well, to cut online. Now, cutting online and Gezel Shena carry other Isurim as well. Those are other Shirim for another time, but definitely they are Onas Dvarim being mean. The Chassam Sofer has a great Shaila. Chassam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Kuf Ayin Vav was asked about a Shochet who invited his friend to come be the Moel for the bris of his child. And he said, we had a kid, would you please come and be the Moel? And he knew how much his friend liked doing it, and he invited him to the town to be the Moel. The guy packs up his stuff, travels to that, he gets there, he's up, I'm here for the bris. And everybody says, what bris? The Shochet. He had a boy, there's a bris. So they said, no, he had a girl. All the Shochet said was, I had a kid, can you come to the bris? And he did it just to make the Moel look foolish. He did it to be mean to him. So they wrote to the Chassam Sofer, what do we do with the Shochet? So the Chassam Sofer said, if we could, we would put him in Cherem for doing something like that. But the government in Pressburg doesn't let us put people in Cherem anymore in the 1800s, so we can't do Cherem anymore. But what we can do is remove him from his position, and remove him from the position of being the town Shochet. Why? Because he violated the Isra D'Oraisa of Onas Dvarim until he asked for forgiveness. The Mishpat Torah has the same question about inviting a rabbi to be a Masada Kedusha at a wedding that never was going to take place. You set people up to look silly. You say, oh, go over here. There's going to be something like this. You're expected to be there. And the person looks silly and you led them on a wild goose chase. The Chafetz Chaim in the beginning says that calling someone stupid or an idiot violates an asvarim, which should be self-explanatory. The Shari Shuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, writes in Shar Gimel in Kuf Samachay that a bully who causes people to fear him violates onas dvarim. A bully, you have a kid in school and he makes people afraid and bothered. That is 100% an issa d'oraisa of onas dvarim as well. Bullying is against the Torah. In case that needed to be, spelled out. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Samach Gimel and the Ben Yishchai say that calling someone a nickname that embarrasses them is onas dvarim. Rav Zilberstein has two pieces in the Cheshuke Chemin above Metzia Daf and Ches. He discusses somebody who put an advertisement in the paper that his neighbor was selling his house, but his neighbor wasn't selling his house. And people would come on the door and knock on the door and say, people did this in order to be mean, or someone who called an ambulance to the house of someone they didn't like in order to upset them as well. So all these cases are usser.
But these are just horrible.
These are horrible, horrible things.
So what usser, it's just...
You should understand that not as horrible, but also it carries, the weight of a Torah prohibition as well. The last point here is the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel writes in Pirkei Avos and Parakei, the Mishnah says that a chacham versus a golem is someone who's nichnas lesoch divrei chavero, someone who interrupts his friend while talking is the midah of a golem. They're not a chacham. They're a base, uncivilized, ill-mannered person. So the Abarbanel says, on top of that, you cut somebody off and they're speaking, it's a violation of an asvarim. Nobody likes to be interrupted, and it's painful to them, it's embarrassing, don't cut people off. So that is pretty straightforward, no major chidushim there, not so controversial. You can't be a jerk. Do no harm. That should be the general rule here. Don't be mean. If you're mean, it's a violation of an asvarim. Good. The Gemara continues, and it cites the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Aflo yalsa einav al hamekach b'shar she'en lo damim." You should not go to the Bentley store and start perusing around, looking at the newest cars on the Bentley showroom, when you know good and well that you cannot buy a Bentley and you're not going to buy a Bentley. That, says Rabbi Yehuda, is onas dvarim, because you are giving off the impression that you are interested. And it's not proper to give off that impression at that time. What is the problem with this act? What is wrong? What's the negative nature of looking like you want to buy something when in fact you have no intention? So there are four opinions. The Meiri says the person who's price shopping, who's, as we called it, showrooming, goes to the showroom just to check it out so he can figure out something else, will be embarrassed when asked by the seller, does he want to buy the item, right? So, right, he's going to say, excuse me, sir, you're interested in this Bentley? And he's going to say, no, I'm not interested. Really? Well, I'm not sure. Because he's going to get nervous that he's going to be caught. So what's the salesman going to do? He says, I'll make you a price. He's going to lower the price. And then, when he lowers the price, other shoppers are going to hear, that Bentley only goes for, $300,000, not $400,000? I'm interested in that price. And then the seller's going to lose out because word's going to get out that he can sell it for lower than he is. That's the first damage that's going on. The Rashbam in Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis says that other people who may have been interested in the item will walk away because they'll see that it's being sold. There's only one Bentley left on the lot. You're schmying around like you're a big veer, like you're going to come away with a Bentley, but really you're not going to. And the guy who thought he was going to buy, I guess that's the last one, he's going to walk away. And he's going to lose out on that item. So the question on the Rosh Mamiri is, those aren't really onas dvarim. That's hezek, that's damage. You're causing the loss of a sale. But that's their approach. The second school of thought comes from the Ravid in the Shita Mekubetzes, who says that it harms the seller because he was excited. You raised up his feelings, his emotions to happiness, and then you pulled out the carpet from underneath him for no reason. That was not nice to him. It's just the very idea of doing something not fair to the person, making him feel like he's going to make a sale. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that it's ona because your intent is to mislead. The seller will realize they were misled, and they're going to be upset that they were taken advantage of. That's the issue. Not that they're going to have a roller coaster ride of emotions, yes sale, no sale, but it's embarrassed to feel like you were taken advantage of. The person made me feel silly. The guy spent all afternoon you know, pretending that you were pretending that you're going to buy your wife something from Tiffany's, some like amazing thing, and then you, at the end, he realized he was just had for the last 2 hours. The guy had no intention of buying anything. That's painful. And the Chovas HaShmira says the same thing. Shemanuhu matricho b'dvarim chinam. You wasted his time with silliness. The implication for these cases, the Ravid and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is that it's only on us dvarim if you get caught, though. Right? If I go to Tiffany's and I pick out and I try on everything, and guy has no idea that I was just pulling the wool over his eyes, so there's no wrong problem with that because I never made him feel bad. Right? So those are the nafkaminas. According to the first approach, the issue seems to be more damage than it is hurting his feelings. According to the second approach, if you never end up hurting the guy's feelings, and you got to, you know, drive around in your Bentley all afternoon, and the guy never knew any better, and it's just the price of doing business, so then you're off scot-free. That would be another nafkamina. Okay. The Gemara says, Sherei ha-davar masul alev, v'chol davar ha-masul alev, na mar bovi reisam elokecha. You're affecting the person's heart. This is something in your heart and his heart. Being dishonest in your heart is a lack of v'yareisam elokecha. It's a lack of yiras Hashem. So, again, the Mishnah said one thing. The Mishnah said you can't go into a store and pretend to buy something. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you don't have the money, you can't go into the store and pretend to buy something. So what's the difference between the two? So we're going to learn now a tshuva of the Chikrei Lev. Listen to this shaila. The Chikrei Lev in Yeridaya, in Chelek Dalet Siman Pei, was asked about someone who got an aliyah. And after he got the aliyah, they gave him mishaberach for him and his family. When you got the mishaberach, you got to pay up. Got to pay for the mishmerach afterwards. And the guy went to him 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month, and the guy never paid up. The gabbai got so upset, he got up in shul, and he said, I'm making a neder that if anybody ever gives this guy mishmerach, ever again in the shul, I'm not going to mention his name. Because he didn't pay up. A chutzpah, you're not pay up his merit. Your friend wants to give you mishaberach, is that mishaberach for this one, and Yossi ben whatever, and Chaim ben this one. No, I'm not going to mention this guy in mishaberach forever. So they went to the Chikrei Lev, and they said, is that right? Can he do that? So the Chikrei Lev says, the Gabbai cannot make such a shvuah, such an oath, because it violates the Yisr d'orais of an os dvarim. You can't make an oath to do an Isser. It's embarrassing to this man that whenever a mishaberach should be made for him, they're going to skip over his name. It's embarrassing to him. And even though the gabbai is only causing discomfort for this man in a passive manner, right? He's not saying anything. He's just not saying something. So is it onas dvarim to not say something? To be passive? So he says that the Mishnah is telling us to not ask about a price when your intention is to not buy the item. Rabbi Yehuda's more machmer and says that even if you cannot even act in a way that looks like you're interested in the item, even though you don't say anything. Again, the Mishnah says you can't ask. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't even stroll around the store looking like you're interested when you're not really interested. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda's more machmer. And this is based on an idea in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'roi lizar shafilu beremez. Even a remez, even a hinting in your actions is going to be aser. Lo ye nishma charuf levnei adam. The Yireim forbids looking at something with a scowl unless appropriate. Somebody comes with a suit and you give it a look. So the Yireim says, onas dvarim. It's not nice. It's going to make them feel bad. Oh, I didn't say anything. But we see that it can be done passively. The Chikrei Lev concludes that in this case that occurred in the shul, the neder is against the Torah, and therefore it's batel. Even to do something shevi al tasa passively to cause somebody harm is onas dvarim. That's his opinion. So Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who's the Rosh Shiva of Kaf HaChaim, who's a well-known Rosh Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, so in his Bris Yaakov, he discusses the Chikrei Lev at length, and he notes a number of questions. He says, first of all, the Chinuch said, lizahir, to be careful. Does that mean usser? No, it just means to be careful. It's a chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda is a chumrah. It's not a dinda raisa. The Gemara Sachem says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi told his children three things to avoid on his deathbed, and one of them was not to mislead the seller and indicate non-verbally that you're interested when in fact you're not. That's a warning. Now, he told his children it's like a nice thing to do. He doesn't have, on the deathbed, the parent doesn't tell the kid, you know, make sure you eat kosher. The things that are isurim, you don't have to be told. The parent gives an ethical will for the things that are above and beyond, the extra levels. So why would he tell them that if it wasn't above and beyond? There's also Tosefta, where Rabbi Yehuda seems to say more. Aflo yisla eina v'yomer lo kama chayfetze, that you shouldn't even look and even say how much this is. Rabbi Yehuda really agrees with the Tanakama, and therefore, perhaps there is an Isser de Rabbanan to even go in. Rabbi Huda is talking about something who doesn't have the money and asks about the price anyway. If you don't have the money, you ask about the price anyway, that's Asumi Darabanan. If you had no intention to buy ever, even if you had the money, that's Asumi Daraisa. Okay, now. Fine. The Chavetz Chaim and the Chavetz HaShmira says that the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is that the Tanakhama is that it's only usher when you have no intention at all to purchase the item. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about someone who potentially would like to buy the item but doesn't have the money. And such a person who cannot afford the item isn't allowed to ask about the item, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch only brings the opinion of the Mishnah, not the more stringent view of Rabbi Yehuda. And based on this, the Chavetz Chaim comes out saying that if it is the case that you wanted to go this Sunday and drive around in a Bentley and from the store and say, even though you cannot afford it and you're not going to buy one, you're allowed to do it because it's not my intention. He says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We only pass like the Tanakhama, who says, if you could buy it but you're not going to, that is what is usher. So that's one important nafkamina. Can you go to a Svarim store just to look in the Svarim and then walk out? Apparently not. The person's going to think you're interested when in fact you have no intention. Also to call in on the phone. Call in on the phone and saying, I'm interested in purchasing a dishwasher. Can you let me know this and this model number? You know, how much it's for? So now you can get the model number and go online and get it for, you know, $200 off. That would be in the Sador Reis as well. The Pisach HaKoshin does say, though, it's not a problem to go into the store and say, I'm looking around at different items, can you tell me the price here? And go to another store, I'm looking for the price. Because you're open and honest. The way of doing businesses is to shop around for the price. That's a normal thing to do. But you have to be open about what you're doing. You walk into the appliance store, I'm looking for a fridge, can you tell me what your prices you have? I want to know what the price is. And you say, thank you very much, have a good day, I'm going, maybe I'll go look elsewhere. That's a normal process of doing a business, and that is 100% okay. The only question that we need to discuss here is the Rambam. The Rambam brings all the examples of Anas Devarim from the Mishnah and the Gemara, except for the one about asking about the price. Like, that's the spitz example of Anas Devarim, and that's the only one the Rambam doesn't bring. So why is that? So the Tzeda L'Derech, which is a commentary on Rashi on the Torah, asks a few questions. He says, why is asking a Baal Tshuva about his past only Onas Dvarim? Shouldn't it be just outright insulting? It should be, if I go to a Baal Tshuva and say, how's the shrimp? So then, it's not like coy, misleading, you know, trying to play with him. I'm just being really mean. Why is that only Onas Dvarim? Ona implies that there's something two-faced about you're doing. You're cheating. You're being sly. You're doing something to mislead the person. That's all the examples. But if I go to a Baal Tshuva and say, you know, I can't believe you ate shrimp before you became frum, so then that's not sly. You're just an upfront, in-your-face, rude person. So why is it only Onas Dvarim? So therefore, the Tzeda L'Derech says that all the examples in Chazal of Anas Dvarim are things that can be interpreted two ways. He says, if you go over to the Baal Tshuva and you compliment on him, on his accomplishments while reminding him of his past behavior, you can spin that two ways. You can say, it's amazing where you came from, your background, look where you are now, it's very inspiring. And you can say the same exact words and say, your background, look where you came from, look at you now, who do you think you are? You can say the same thing in two different ways. That's the Onas Dvarim we're talking about. When you say something that's pariv to the individual and can be flipped and interpreted either good or either bad. This is similar to the understanding of the Ravid, right, who says Onas Dvarim is in purchasing means you cause the seller to think one thing, but maybe it could be the other as well. That's the first approach to Onas Dvarim. Things that could be interpreted two ways. All the examples we said, you know, a person pays the Shiva call, a person goes to the Baal Tshuva, the convert, you walk into the store. It's all things that can be viewed in two different ways. However, the Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvos and Lo Sasei Mitzvah Reishon Aleph, listen to this. He says, "Shenamar lo mamarim v'yachivu v'yachisu v'lo yuchal amo b'fnei shiris bayish b'hem." The Rambam understands Onas Dvarim differently. He says, going and in your face, embarrassing and being rude to a person. The Rambam's interpretation of Onas Dvarim is not about being sly and coy. It's about being in your face, terrible, not nice. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, when you walk into a store and you pretend to purchase an item, it's not openly rude. That's in the first definition. According to the Rambam, being two-faced in your approach may be wrong and not good midos, but it's not onas dvarim. And he quote, there's a perhaps a sifra that says the same thing as well. The Mitzvah HaShalom, Rav David Epstein says that Ona is based on the Pasuk Yeshayahu. Where's the word Ona come from? What's the Shoresh? So the Pasuk Yeshayahu says, Ve'achalti es monayach es besaram. Hashem says, I will consume those who have afflicted you, who have oppressed you. Ona means to be openly oppressive of someone, not to be sly and coy and two-faced. And therefore the Rambam, his sheet is, it means to be direct. And therefore, you know, walking into the store, saying how much does it cost, and then going back home and buying it online is not openly rude. It's quietly being rude. And therefore, the Rambam does not say that is onas dvarim. That would be the explanation of the Rambam. Two more points over here. The first is, sellers also have onas dvarim. The Sefer Chassidim writes in two places that it's usur for a person to pretend he wants to sell something when in fact he doesn't want to. Just see people. And sometimes people put their house on the market to see what they can get for it. They want to know what they can get for it, but they really have no intention of selling. They do it to get people to come in, see how much they can see, and they'll know later on what it might be. But right now they have no intention to sell. Says the Sefer Chassidim, Onas Dvarim. V'al yita chafatzim liknos, don't put out things to sell. Shiyir lehem panim ka'omer limchorosam, they're going to sell them, but in fact you're not going to. Okay, and this is the halacha side in the Pesach Choshen. The last discussion is there a ruling of who Onas Dvarim may or may not apply to? The most controversial one is there Onas Dvarim against a guy. So Rabbeinu Yonasan and Bava Metzia says there's no Isser of Onas Dvarim to a non-Jew. He says, the Pasuk says, Im she'atcha b'torah b'mitzos. Whoever is with you in Torah mitzos, the Pasuk says. Kalomar lo b'mitzos afapi she'eno chacham altunu kemen b'nei Yisrael. It is a mitzvah just like Shemir Salashon, Ribbis, those types of mitzvos that are meant to be kept in the family of the Jewish people. The Sefer HaChinuch says it only applies to Yisrael. And this is the understanding of the Maharishon, Sanhedrin, and the Shavus Yaakov as well. It makes sense in the realm of the camp that it's a two-faced issue. Because one may argue, you know, it's the price of doing business. People go in, they price, it's normal business contact. It's cutthroat. People want what's best for themselves. So in the outside world, maybe it is, you know, acceptable. Maybe not nice, but it's acceptable to go and check out prices and go buy somewhere else. But would you do that to a brother? Would you do that to a cousin? No. And therefore, those mitzvahs like Shemir Salashon and Ribbis and things like that are mitzvahs that we keep in the family of Jewish people and not outside the family of Jewish people. However, there's a comment of the Radak. The Radak on Tehillim in Perek Tesvav says, Lo asal rehu ra, don't do bad to your friend. Re'ehu v'krovahu sheish lo masu matanimo v'shechano. That means literally your friend, not just another Jew. And he, the Radak goes on to say, Kilo asal rehu ra, enu omer kila acher masa ela dibra kasav ala hove. It means you should not be mean to those people you know. Kmo lo sunu ishes amiso, you should not afflict your friend. Enu omer ki muta lo lehanos Adam Acher Shu Nachrish Eno Amiso. What it's telling you is that it is mutter to afflict any other person, Shu Nachrish Eno Amiso, who's not your friend. So the Radak says that you can't take Re'ehu literally. Perhaps it is more expansive. The Rush in the Orach HaSadikim says, Al Sona L'Shum Nachri. Do not have Onah against any non-Jew. So we see the Rush is more machmer in that regard. Just, it does open up the issue that perhaps there's leniency, perhaps, that's not recommended, but to go and go showrooming in the store of a non-Jew, there could be more leniency than in the store of a Jew. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Nuntes says, Lo soni ish es amiso im she'itcha b'torah v'mitzvos, that who is with you in Torah and mitzvos. And then the Gemara says, Zarhe ba'onas ishto shemitoch shedimasa metzuya onasa krova. You have to be careful with one's wife, because perhaps she'll cry, and that will be on you if you say something, you know, not nice to her. And that there's no avonas dvarim with a spouse as well. The Ritva says, im shi'itcha al tanu peris ishtecha. The Sefer HaChinuch also says, children. There's also an avonas dvarim against children. How often we say it's a kid, you speak rough to them, you speak harshly to them. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, afilu biketanam roi lezayir. Even with children, shalol lahachiv and bedvar miyosu midai, don't pain children with words. Zulasi b'mashetzricham harbe kadei shikhu musar. Okay, children has to take musar, and has to take rebuke. Vafilu b'banu b'benosav and neveso shal adam. But even with your own children, forget other people's children, with your own children you have to be careful. V'hameka b'hem shalot tzaram b'inanam eila yim. If you're very light with the children and you're not too heavy-handed with them, you'll find chaim, bracha, and kavod with the children as well. The Meshech Chachma says this, the Minchas Chinuch says this, the Chazmish says this, in addition to the Sefer HaChinuch. Then there's a question about a rasha, somebody who is, you know, doing terrible averos. You have to speak to them, you know, harshly, tell them what they're doing. So the Marsha says, she'idcha means someone who's a rasha, then they're not with you anymore, and therefore there's no issue of an asdvarim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said that someone who's a rasha, they haven't done tshuva, you can refer to him as a sinner, and there's no issue of an asdvarim. The Kisso Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says, only if your kavanah is l'shem shemayim, that he should do tshuva. To speak harshly to them, to get them on the right path, to do the right thing as well. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azar, and Chel Ches questions where the Aruch HaShulchan got that from, but it's probably a good policy to be careful how we speak to everybody across the board. So Nemuka Yosef talks about She'itcha b'Torah v'mitzvos is only an issue in Asdvarim for a Yirei Hashem. There's a whole discussion what that means, that a person is a Yirei Hashem. The Rama seems to say there's only an issue of an Asdvarim for a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik. That is not how we pasken, that's not the Minhag. There is a strange comment though. Before that, the Chafetz Chaim says Yirei Hashem means Stam Ish Yisrael. You have to be nice to every regular person. And the Torah Tumimah says the same thing. And Rav Vazner writes in his Shuvos in the Shevet HaLevi, Avamash Yasa Latinok Shanishpa. He says, nobody should ever use this to speak not nicely against somebody who's not from. Because they're Tinok Shanishpa, they don't know any better. Shalalama, they didn't learn Velo Rame Avosav, Shavosav Kilklo, so they don't know from their parents' homes that they're not doing the right thing. Afapisha Masav Russia, even though his actions may be incorrect, Mikamakom Eno Ma'anes Atsum Dahainu Shiachal Ishmor Enu Shomer. If you see somebody who's not religious, it's not a heter or any allowance to speak to them harshly. Oh no, Sdvarim applies to them as well, says Rav Vazner. And then there's the comment of the Hagos Maimoni on the Rambam. We'll end with this. He says, V'amar b'medrash. He quotes a medrash that we don't have. Shimhona atzmo atarishai lahonosh ein kari amisecha. If he is hurting atzmo, so then you're allowed to speak to him harshly. So that medrash, what there's a machlokas, what does atzmo mean? So the sma and the lavush say, if a person speaks harshly about himself, he speaks onas dvarim to himself, he puts himself down, then clearly he has no self-respect at all, and he's not a mensch. So then, whatever, he's given up, he's not a normal person, so you can speak harshly to him as well. That's one. Meaning he's kind of like removed himself from normal society, that he treats himself like garbage. But in addition to that, the Ber Hagola, the Chuvas Binyamin Zev, the Yoreim, the Nemuka Yosef, the Chavetz Chaim all say, when it says, Shimhona Atzmo, if a person is mean to you, you can fire back at them. If a person comes to you and has a sharp, mean comment, and you know has a real put down, so you can talk back to them, put them in their place. If they come against you, you don't have to sit there and be a shmata. We don't always teach in Judaism to turn the other cheek. That is another religion. And it doesn't necessarily mean revenge. Nekama is also usar. But you're allowed to defend yourself. If somebody comes to wipe the floor with you, you don't have to be a shmata. You can say something back to them as well and make sure that you keep your ground and make sure that you are kept in good standing in society. And therefore, just to review, there's two parts to an asvarim: not saying mean things, not taking advantage of people in business. This biggest issue is one should not go into a store, inquire about the item, and then go buy it somewhere else online. That is dishonest. That is not fair. It is on us. Dvarim says the Gemara of Matzia, Amar of Chista, Kol Hasharim Nimalim, Ninalim. All the gates of heaven are sealed in our generation. Chutz Meisharei Ona, except for the gate of those who are afflicted. And if you hurt people and you hurt their feelings, and you say snide remarks, and you put them down, when they turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, it's not fair, Hashem is going to open that gate, and they're going to let their tefillos come in, and it's going to come out on you. And therefore, we need to be so sensitive and so careful how we speak to people, to not have the last word all the time, to not put them down, and to be sensitive to people in business and in all walks of life. Okay.